listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio Broadcast. On RBN. Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This February 17th, 2019. The Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media. We will be opening up the call line in about 20 minutes, but first, a report on a Vietnam veteran who survived hell only to be gunned down in his home with his girlfriend and his dog.
He was a machinist, and he's a Vietnam veteran. And he wouldn't hurt nobody that I know of. No, not Dennis.
What we have here is paradoxical behavior.
I'm joined at this very moment by Debbie Strauss. She is an investigative producer extraordinaire. In fact, just this morning, she came across what I think are really incredible documents. First of all, let's talk about what story we're talking about from a 30,000-foot view. This was the raid that happened in late January, where four police officers were shot. Supposedly, there were drugs inside a residence on Harding Street. Officers were met, apparently, by gunfire. They returned fire. It became a shootout. The two people who were inside the house were killed. The four officers survived. I believe one or two of them is still in the hospital. But now what I believe is really a bombshell that Debbie has discovered in this case, and these are essentially two separate affidavits for search warrants, correct, Debbie?
Yes.
And what are these search warrants seeking exactly? What are they to search, do you know?
They are looking for, it looks like, the possessions of the officers that executed the search warrant on Harding specifically.
That's a big deal. So yes. Now what this is they want to take a closer look at the phones of two of the officers who, to some degree, were involved in that drug raid, because there is, it appears from these search affidavits, big problems with this case now.
There's a new wind blowing in government, and I don't like it.
We have breaking news about that deadly drug raid that we've been covering for weeks.
Houston's police chief says the lead investigator on the case lied and could face criminal charges for doing so.
Investigative reporter Jeremy Rogalski has been tracking the trouble with this raid and has the very latest from police headquarters downtown.
Now I'm going to give you all the important facts real quick before we get deep into the story. Two individuals, Dennis Tuttle and Regina Nicholas, neither which had a criminal record. The owner of the home, Dennis Tuttle, has owned this home for 20 years. And his neighbors say that he was quiet. There was hardly anybody at the house. Yet the police, who lied to get a search warrant, this has been proven now, lied to get a search warrant, based upon an initial call of a 911 caller who was related, apparently, to Miss Nicholas. I don't even know yet. We don't have her identity, but she said that her daughter was in the house, and the only female that I know of that was in the house was Ms. Tuttle. So a citizen's complaint, where this community-oriented insanity policing with the word of someone else caused these cops, or at least one of them, because they didn't really have any evidence, to lie in an affidavit, get a search warrant, but not just any old lie. He lied by saying that a confidential informant had purchased drugs at this house that was never there, doesn't know the couple, and when he was interviewed after the shooting said, I don't even know what this guy's talking about. I've worked with them before, but I don't know this couple. I don't know their house. Never happened. Completely lied on the affidavit to the judge to get a search warrant. This is murder. This man is guilty of murder, and anybody associated with him and involved in this. Oh, by the way, there was a couple bags of heroin in one of these cops' glove boxes that wasn't logged into evidence. Wonder how that got there. Wonder what that was for. Maybe setting somebody up. Maybe all the gunfire prevented them from being able to do that. All right. show up in plain clothes, shoot their dog, then break the door down, and while breaking the door down, this man responds with a revolver. He hits the cop that breached the door. Both of these people get killed. No heroin was ever found, which was the initial alleged complaint in the affidavit. No heroin was found in their house, some marijuana and some white powder, but not even enough of, I mean, just visibly seen powder, but no evidence of scales, no evidence of any kind of baggies, and even still, it would not have warranted this type of material. So the police took footage for evidence, but we don't have copies of that. And the police have issued an affidavit to the Attorney General, or I'm sorry, a letter to the Attorney General requesting that they not release body cams. But in one statement, this guy, this police chief, says that they didn't have any body cameras. Body camera video of the raid might have helped clarify the issue, but there is none. Body-worn cameras are still a pretty new technology. And then he talks about the funding of it and how much money it costs to buy them. Well, you know what? It might cost a lot less to buy body cams than it will be to wrongful death suits, because one of your agents is responsible for the murder of two people who didn't break any laws that they were being accused of, and who they lied to get a search warrant for to begin with. So it really begs the question here. You lie on an affidavit to get this search warrant. And the police chief says there's no body cameras, yet the police write a letter to the Attorney General asking them to suppress the request by, hold on, let me get to it, by that's not on here, KHOU, for a copy of the body cam. So the police are then, you know, they then request, we'll get that to that a little bit deeper later, they request for the evidence of body cameras to be suppressed and not released to the public. So which is it? There's no body cam footage, or you want to suppress the body cam footage? Which is it? Can't have, you know, one and the other. Ah, good Lord. So he made an argument also by saying that the illegal drug trade drives the violence in Houston. While people think drugs is a harmless crime, he said, Monday, the industry is not harmless, and a lot of these shootings we see in our city are drug ripoffs or people fighting over gang territory. But really, crimes like those are not inherent to the drug business. They are a consequence of prohibition, which creates a black market in which participants have to go underground. They cannot rely on legal protection or courts and tend to resolve disputes with violence. So he used this deadly raid, this scumbag used this deadly raid as a pretext to push gun control, and he goes to Washington not long after this incident happened in January. He gets in front of Congress and he starts pushing for gun control using this as an example. Now this is just one example of this rhetoric.
That I would express my personal frustration at lawmakers that know that we have a public health epidemic in this country that we call gun violence. We know that for whatever reason they offer a lot of prayers, but you know what? We don't need prayers from we didn't elect people to pray for us. We elect people to lead us.
We didn't elect anyone to lead us. They are our representatives. Representatives, not our leaders, not our kings, not our Cyruses. They are our representatives.
Elect people to make public policy decisions, not based on whatever their primary, the politics of primary politics, right? Because only the basis, basically.
Yes, they're supposed to write legislation that doesn't violate the U.S. Constitution, which is what you're advocating.
And sooner or later, we will reach a point in our country where we're going to say, we're not doing enough about gun violence. And so to the elect,
we're not doing enough about gun violence. I would have to agree with you. I think all of your narcotics officers should be disarmed, probably along with half of your police department, because it looks like you have a serious corruption problem. Just saying. Moving on. do you think needs to be disarmed? Him or his narc agents who lie to commit murder? And this guy is investigating himself. Anyway, let's get into the story.
Jeremy.
Well, Reka and Ron, from the very beginning, that veteran narcotics officer claimed it was, in fact, a drug house full of heroin that they raided, but no heroin was ever found. And now, from these court documents, we know why.
Well, first of all, when you lie on an affidavit, that's not sloppy. That's a crime. This is a season for action, not a season for prayers, talk, and inaction, which is what we've been witnessing.
Yeah, he wants gun reform. That's what he wants, more gun
control. People that say this is not the right time for this conversation, are you kidding me? How many times do we have to see the faces of lives that are stolen?
Like the ones killed by your officers?
The futures that are denied.
Like the ones denied by your officers.
How many churches?
A bombshell of an admission from Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo today that the case agent who led the drug raid at the Southeast Houston home last month is now under a criminal investigation.
There's a difference between lying about who did the buy and not doing a buy at all.
The case agent originally claimed an informant bought heroin from the home and observed large quantities of the drug inside, but new court documents indicate that never happened. Houston police interviewed all of the officers' confidential informants and all denied making a buy from the home.
If these allegations are true, it is certainly concerning and disturbing, but I would certainly want the public to know that this does not reflect the hard work of the brave men and women of the Houston Police Department.
So how about we fact check this claim that this doesn't reflect the what Houston Police Department, which is ADL, and Israeli trained, by the way. More than 100 officers in the Houston and San Antonio areas have been trained so far in 2018. The National Counterterrorism Seminar in Israel to learn best practices and strategies in fighting terror from senior commanders in the Israel National Police, experts from Israeli Intelligence Security Service and the IDF. And, you know, that kind of training also, if you look very carefully here, you'll see is far more than just terrorism training. It is tactical response and urban-based policing and intelligence, and IDF is a military outfit, not a law enforcement outfit. Why would law enforcement be training with military in urban-based policing and intelligence? All right, so moving on to Houston police, arrested in a gambling ring. Houston police officers. April 2018, former Houston police officer sentenced in murder for hire case. Oh, new video surfaces of HPD officer linked to drug cartel. Police misconduct, a growing epidemic? Houston Police Department. Out of the Texas Monitor, Houston has more public corruption than New Orleans, Boston, or Sacramento. May 2018. Houston police officer off the streets after ABC 13 investigation. Way to go, ABC 13. Bawling his fist, punching a woman in the face, slamming her to the floor. You get the idea. And then there was this Houston police officer who was arrested by federal agents. Yep. Noah Juarez was arrested by Houston police and turned over to federal agents with the DEA. After he arrived for work, he was arrested on a warrant issued by a federal court. So he was arrested by the Houston police because there was a federal warrant issued. It wasn't a state warrant, apparently. Love it when cops supply police data. To drug cartel. Really? Accused of using night job to connect with drug traffickers. Way to go. Yep, no history of corruption. No bad reflection. Nope. Oh, and just for some giggles, this police chief, Acevedo, this is a statement from an interview. We are operating in the past 10 years at a point in history where the mistrust of government is at a fever pitch.
Wonder why that would be.
People just don't trust government, and the most visible cog in the police department. I've never understood law enforcement agencies that don't understand that transparency is a good thing. It breeds trust, cooperation, better results for everybody. So in Austin and here, my philosophy is different than the last administration's philosophy on transparency. Keep in mind, this is the same police chief from the same department that wrote that letter to the attorney general that we're going to cover, asking them not to release the body cam footage to the public regarding the shooting that I'm covering right now. Yeah, that's transparent. This guy's just full of it. Another interesting tidbit is that he was born in Cuba, where his father was a police officer in communist Cuba. Moving on. More scandal, scandal, scandal. Houston police shoot and kill unarmed man. It doesn't make a difference to me what color he is. Outrage after Houston police shoot and kill unarmed man. Yeah, there was a lot of outrage over that one, yeah. This should be one of the many obvious responses to this problem with rising police violence and kick-in knockdown raids that we see, like military style. This couple that was killed in this case, there was absolutely no reason for that type of raid to occur. None whatsoever.
Without a valid search warrant, police may not have had the legal authority to enter the home in the first place. After they did, and after a shootout, five officers were hospitalized, and homeowners Regina Nicholas and Dennis Tuttle were killed.
I feel really badly for the Tuttle family.
Whole thing, misunderstanding.
Because no matter what we find, there will always be a doubt.
Happy now, asswipe.
Now, despite the untruthful search warrant, both HPD and the Houston Police Officers Union maintain that the home was not targeted at random, that they were investigating an earlier 911 call about suspicious drug activity inside.
But hold on, let's fact check this for a moment here. Because what you'll see is that the phone call came from an anonymous woman. This is the justification. From an anonymous woman who claimed to be standing outside the house and looking through a window. This is a woman who has called and who is she's admitting that she's committing a crime as she's making this call. And that's what led them to feel that there was at least some sort of justification for the investigation. And, you know, that may be, but it certainly does not warrant the military-style plainclothes raid.
Meantime, the Harris County District Attorney's Office pledges to present all evidence before a grand jury.
That is, as the HPD attempts to withhold the body cam footage and more evidence from the public. This is a copy of that letter from the City of Houston Police Department to the Texas Attorney General, asking them to suppress, not to release, the body cam footage. Release of information recorded by body worn camera. And as you see, they they received a Public Information Act request, and they're asking the Attorney General to not allow it. They're basing this on an open investigation. It could affect the investigation. How the body cam footage of that night can sway the investigation in either or any way other than to just shed light on what happened this is just one of their many tactics that they use to try and suppress information from the public.
Suppression of information from the public. We'll be back opening up the call lines. 1-800-313-9443. Resurrect the Republic. RTR Truth. RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart. The phone lines are open if you want to call in and talk about this problem with this insanity of these out-of-control police departments that investigate themselves. You know, the FBI was consulted, according to Chief Acevedo, who I still can't believe his dad was a communist cop in Cuba. But how can a man, he survives the jungles of Vietnam. His neighbors say that, you know, he's a good guy, quiet, very nice guy, no criminal record. Plainclothes cops in a no-knock. This is very important. A no-knock, no-announce warrant. Start to breach the house and kill the man's dog. Now,
If somebody came into my house, this is a hypothetical situation I'm explaining. If somebody came into my house, not in uniform, not announcing who they were, and shot my dog, a reasonable response would be to kill them. And this police union guy, forget his name, immediately following this shooting, before the details had gotten out, he actually said that they were going to monitor and track people who criticized the police department. Oh boy, did he have to backtrack his comments. Then he tries saying, well, I hope that you know, this people don't think that this reflects what the Houston Police Department is. Houston Police Department is a cesspool of corruption. And you know, it's not just, there's a lot of really, I'm sure there's a lot of really good cops that work in Houston. I've met a few. Very helpful to my wife on several occasions. I don't want people to think that I just hate cops for the sake of hating cops. What I hate, and I do hate, what American law enforcement has become. These aren't the days of Andy Griffith anymore, folks. This war on drugs is a war on the people. So let's say, for a moment, that this guy in his house, not bothering anyone, and by the way, the neighbors have all denied they say that hardly anybody ever goes there. It's a very quiet house. Obviously not a drug house. So say these people were inside and they wanted to do drugs. In their own home, on private property, not harming anyone, not bothering anyone, not endangering anyone. What type of mentality does it take to not only lie, but to do so and then commit an act of absolute murder and lethal force? Davey in Texas, you're on.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, did you ever see that film, Death in Texas, about Gordon Call?
Oh, of course. Of course I've seen it. I don't know if you're familiar with Rudy Davis or how long you've been listening, but, you know, we've advocated for the calls and Uri and, yeah, sure.
Well, you know, my point was going to be that you know, a lot of Americans are not aware of the fact, of course, nowadays we have the Internet for 20-plus years, and they could find out if they wanted to. You know, when the bankrupt corporate legal fiction declared bankruptcy in 1933, a lot of people don't really want to know who they declared bankruptcy to.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true.
I mean, you know, because you might not know about John Nelson. Did you ever hear about John Nelson?
I have.
You know, when he started giving that level one course, right at the beginning, it starts about money, you know, the definition of dollar.
Mm-hmm. And, Yeah, the definition of dollar as opposed to the Federal Reserve note.
Yeah. You know, today, couple of days ago now, anyway, DC Dave, are you familiar with DC Dave?
No.
Well, he's in Washington, D.C. area, and he's an economist by training, you know, by scholarship and education. But he's got one on there today about Zionism versus Judaism.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with Beulahman's website?
Davey, do me a favor and stay on the line. We have to go into our second break. Hang on the line. I want you to finish that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Resurrect the Republic. RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublicpolicydecisions.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, Richfield and sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no place, no straits of fear.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic radio show, RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart. And I still have Davey in Texas on the line. You want to continue on there? Sorry about that interruption, those commercials. We have to feed those sponsors.
That's all right. You know, I really am grateful for you to cover this particular topic at this point in time, simply because, you know, in Texas, it used to, when you went into court, they had the case filed against the peace and dignity of the soil of Texas. And, yeah. You know, it was this time of year back in, I believe it was 1835 or 1836, you know, when old Davy Crockett headed down towards Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of Texas history, and I can tell you what, there were no Dallas Cowboys at the Alamo.
You know, every time somebody brings up Davy Crockett, Most Americans, and of course they never teach you, any of the kids in school, this about the history of his opposition to socialism. As a matter of fact, there was a story that he gave, and just real quick, where he had voted for the redistribution of the public money to help people in a disaster. Right. Long story short.
Stop, Dollinger.
Yes. Yes. And because the Constitution doesn't provide for the redistribution of public wealth, you know, he ran into some pretty harsh criticism. And in fact, you know, that is the proper interpretation. They have no authority to do what they do under the actual constitutional republic, which, of course, they haven't been following for how many years now?
Yeah, since before 1933, you know, like 1860.
Since the Civil War, I would argue.
Yeah, that's just the whole point. You know, over there, I was going to say no Dallas Cowboys at the Alamo. There were no Jews in the Old Testament because the Old Testament's not being Jewish. You know,
right. Israelites.
Pointing out D.C. Dave's deal, because D.C. Dave grew up as a Catholic, and they don't teach the Old Testament in Catholic schools. And, you know, people just agree with the Jewish lie that the whole story about the children of Israel is about being Jewish.
Yeah.
It's simply not true. And I challenge anybody on earth to just read the first five books of the Bible and look for a proselyte to Talmudic Judaism. They don't have to be from the land of Gog and Magog. Although today, more than 90% of the so-called Jews on earth are merely Gog and Magog proselytes to Talmudic Judaism, who will never be Israel because Israel never turned into Gog and Magog proselytes to Talmudic Judaism. You know, over there in the Old Testament, it says specifically that, you know, the guys that are righteous are supposed to be able to distinguish between the sacred and the profane and the holy from the unholy and the clean from the unclean. And when people spend 70, 80, 100 years swirling around a Jew-worshipping drain hole and all they got's floating Tootsie Rolls all around them, they're just, just flaming idiots, you know?
Yeah, I know. You know, and it's so mind-blowing to me that things that are so obvious, how far they've come in propagandizing the public. This whole, I'm so sick. I've been sick of the word anti-Semitism for so long anyway. But they're using that word now for everything. I mean, if you call out anything, you're an anti-Semite. I don't like to stick up for these far leftist liberal.
Let me share this with you, man. I went to school there in Texas at a number of different universities, and I had a class where it was actually a recreation law class, but the guy teaching the class was the attorney for the university. He spent a considerable amount of time explaining due process. And it should be required of, you know, at least junior high school students, but most especially high school students in civics, you know, to learn about the Constitution when it's, you know, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and why those amendments are written and what they really mean and what the rights are of our neighbors, you know. And when you get a real good working knowledge of why due process really matters, you're not going to look at the attack on the, whether it's Gordon Call or Randy Weaver's family or the Branch Davidians. You know, the very idea that a bunch of synagogue of Satan psychopaths can show up with military equipment on Sunday morning and start shooting through the roof of a church where there are a lot of innocent women and children and say that the people inside the church are ambushing the ADL, ATF, synagogue of Satan psychopaths that are hiding behind their armaments and their automatic weapons and their helicopters outside. That's just, I mean, the people in the church are ambushing the terrorists outside. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Everything's upside down, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, when I was a boy and I saw those black and white westerns, you know, you had them bad guys wearing the black hats hiding behind the rocks, and here comes old John Wayne or somebody riding with a white hat, and the guys behind the rocks shoot at the guy on the horse. And that's ambush, you know. You don't hide in your church and get shot at by terrorists and helicopters, you know, and their stormtrooper outfits right outside the house. And you know, I mean, that's just convoluted as hell. Just like, you know, all of a sudden, here comes these Ashkenazim proselytes to Talmudic Judaism down to Palestine, and the Palestinians are terrorists because the Jews are God's own people. You know, and right there, Genesis 4:1.
And take it for the other side, too. Look at who they're in lockstep with Saudi Arabia and this Yemen war. It's just, you know, the world has gone insane. It's like,
it really has.
You know, when the Bible says, you know, the good will seem evil and evil will seem good. You know, we have, like, look at Marco Rubio, right? This guy, is he a U.S. senator or is he an Israeli senator? I can't tell the difference.
It's astonishing, really. But you know what? The truth is the most powerful weapon on earth. And it's really astonishing how much power the little guy has these days. And, you know, that's one thing about RBN and the people who care enough about their neighbor's children to just state the truth plainly and let the chips fall where they may. You know,
I lost a good part of my family for taking my stand the way I have, because they were so, I mean, a lot of my family are indoctrinated into that. You know, my stepmother was a Zionist Jewish woman. And you know, so everybody in my family just grew up in a culture where you kind of respect that, because that's one of my stepbrother, John, he was my stepmother's son. Man, he rejected all this stuff. I have to give him credit. He rejected all of it. You know, he was what a good person. You know, and this is why I tell people, you know, people can pull themselves out of that twisted ideology. They don't Yeah, they can. And when they reject that, oh, thank you. Thank you, God.
Have you ever heard of Judah Moniz, M-O-N-I-S?
Yes.
Well, that's outstanding, young man. Most people haven't. How about...
Well, I'm not as young as you think I might be.
You sound young on the radio. That's good.
I know. I'm over 50 years old. I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, I've been around.
Anyway, you know, Judah taught Hebrew at Harvard back in the 1700s, and he had to convert to be a Christian in order to teach Hebrew at Harvard. Well, that's a bright, shining example of somebody that stopped being a Jew. Like, you know, here's, you know, to me, this is just the apex of comedy. I wish I could do a real good imitation of Sam Kinison on this one, but, you know, they claim with all these hoax museums that they lost 6 million poor little bee Jews in World War II, and they didn't have one Hebrew out of the whole bunch.
Oh, oh, oh! I miss Sam.
You know, I mean, come on, that's just a funny punchline right there. I don't care who you are, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
The point is that nobody on earth has to be a Jewish. That's
Here's the thing. You know, even when it comes to the Holocaust, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that story is true. Let me ask a question. What about the Armenian genocide? We don't have a museum to the Bolshevik genocide in every city and country and, you know, everywhere across the world. And far more people died than what they're alleging in the Holocaust. So all I have to show people is the imbalance, this very small percentage of people that have this unbelievable influence to have these museums. It's become an industry. I would have to agree with Finkelstein, Norm Finkelstein, on this point. It's become an industry, and it's also become a religion. It's like a religion inside a religion.
Yeah.
And if you don't worship that narrative or that God or that religion of the industry there, you are a disgrace. Oh, it's just insane. Look, you know, I'm looking at headlines where Israeli soldiers are beating people that are not only bound and blindfolded and thrown in the truck, but they're beating them in front of their kids. And I mean, we'll get, if I have time today, I'll get into that. But you know, this is an ultra religious brigade among the IDF that they're ultra orthodox. And the reason they have their own brigade is so that they can respect their religious laws even more than the rest of the members of the IDF. So this is actually really an ultra-Orthodox Israeli settler-minded insano brigade of the IDF. And now they're looking at a couple of them possibly going to jail. One other guy beat some people and he got a 6-month suspended sentence. They're showing like they're actually doing something, but they give these guys a smack on the wrist and they move about the way. And for people that call people like us anti-Semites, oh, you just focus on Israel. The first 20 minutes of my show was devoted to what? Houston, right? I complain about it equally across the board. I don't care if it's the American government, the Israeli government, Saudi Arabia. I don't care. I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. But we have a real problem.
Let me share this one with you. Are you familiar with Zephaniah 3:9?
Not off the top of my head.
It says he'll return the pure language to the people. Well, let me share this with you. If you look at Isaiah 9:6, it says the government is on his shoulders. That's the Messiah for the children of Israel who never turned into being Jews. And the fact is the word government has a specific meaning, and it's not a global Jewish terrorist crime syndicate. The Synagogue of Satan Global Jewish Crime Syndicate is a crime syndicate. It is not a government for the people who love truth and justice.
Well, I think the same thing can be said about the founding of the Israeli government.
The fact is that the people who claim to be Israel are not Israel.
No, I know. I get that. I get that. Russian Khazars. Yeah, they're Russian Khazars.
And the fact is that, you know, here we are, 300 million plus. Let's say we got just 100 million, you know, but if 100 million people, especially with their pretty little white daughters, start telling the truth and singing the truth, you know, this little light of mine and all that kind of stuff, if they just tell the truth, that these people don't have to stay in the steel sculpture deity cult compound, they can get out. You know,
I think a scientist just proved that the Jews are Russian. The Khazars.
I've known quite a few in my time, and once people get over that hurdle of, boy, they're extra special for being the synagogue of Satan psychopaths, and they get over it, then they're all right. You know, they're perfectly all right. They don't have to be that away.
Hey, check this out. Here it is right in Forbes. Forbes magazine, Israeli researcher challenges Jewish DNA links to Israel. And then another report from Blogs Time of Israel, leaked report, Israel acknowledges Jews, in fact, Khazars.
and you know what's even better than that one is, Jesus said, John 8:44, where he says it specifically, these are the money changers and Pharisees in the temple treasury. He says they're descended from the first two-legged reptile.
Well, I don't know all about that, but that's
Says you're of your father, the devil.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He's a first-legged, two-legged reptile. You know. Anyway, I hope to get you some more callers on here, but I'd like to point out, in you know, Black History Month here, that Wayne Martin. Have you ever heard the 911 tapes? The call from Wayne Martin at Mount Carmel, 28 February 1993.
Yep.
You know, Wayne asked that Larry Lynch, the Freemason, you know, who eventually became the sheriff after Sheriff Harwell died there in McLennan County. He said to him, Larry, who owns the media?
Well, we know. They admit it. They admit it. Not only and that. It's not just the media, the music industry. And look, these aren't anti-Semitic. I love it when people say, oh, that's just an anti-Semitic trope. No, they admit it. Adam Green of No More News did this thing on the music industry. He did this thing on anti-Semitism. And what he does is he takes their words, not ours, not yours, not mine. They admit it. But then when you repeat what they say, then you're anti-Semitic. It's
like
insane.
Yeah.
It's how do you come to the point It's like saying if somebody says to you, I want to kill you, and you say, you want to kill me. Oh, that's defamation. No, you said it. I'm just repeating what you said. This is what drives me nuts with this whole anti-Semitic. You know, I'm going to call it what it is. It's just a propaganda smear campaign to silence dissent. I don't even like to use the word. As a matter of fact, they are running that word into the ground. They're running it into the ground because they're using it now for everything. There was a guy in the yellow vests, this academic, who's they yelled at. They said this guy now, he's a left-wing intellectual in France, and he's a pro-Zionist, pro-Israeli state. So they yelled at him and said, go back to Israel. Go to Tel Aviv with that. And now a probe has been launched into so-called anti-Semitic attack. Words are not an attack. Facts don't care about your feelings. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Resurrect the Republic Radio Show, RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Tom Lacovara-Stewart, your host. And let's see. Do we still have Davies? Davey, you still with me?
Oh, here, if you can hear me.
Man, you're riding shotgun, brother.
Hey, that's great. I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was talking about when we went into the break, and this is what I mean by this whole use of anti-Semitism. there's an article, and of course this comes out of the Times of Israel, but it says probe launched into anti-Semitic attack on academic at Paris Yellow Vest protest. Now, we all know the absolute overwhelming influence of like AIPAC. Well, it's going on in France. It's going on in Great Britain. It's going on everywhere. It's talk about foreign collusion into domestic governments, man. But anyway, the French prosecutors investigating after the video shows up, and get this, they're calling this an attack. Two guys yelling at another guy. They don't approach him. They don't strike him. They don't hit him. They just yell, take it to Tel Aviv or something like that. You know, take that sign. Yeah, I mean, there's no attack here. It's not an attack. It's words, first of all. And coming from the point of view of this left-wing academic, most of these left-wing academics have no problem with Antifa walking up to people wearing MAGA hats and calling them Nazis. No problem with – there's no investigation into an anti-American attack. None of that. This word, they are driving into the ground called anti-Semitism. They're driving it. Literally, it has no meaning anymore. None. As if it ever did, but it has no meaning. How are you going to turn around and say somebody expressing themselves? Now, see, here's another dangerous thing that we're getting to. People are being silenced from the internet. They're being threatened with prosecution for speaking out. That's not going to stop violence. It's going to create it. Folks, if you're listening, if you go to rtrtruthmedia.com, smash that PayPal button for us and send us some support. Any donation of $30 or more, and we will send you a copy, a hardcover copy of Eustace Mullins' Secrets of the Federal Reserve, just as a thank you for your donation. All donations are accepted and appreciated, but I also wanted to get through that. And also, if you check the links on our site, you'll find Pruitt's Tree Resin. I've used this repeatedly. This stuff is great. Great stuff. I want to give them a shout out. Anyway, so in closing, your thoughts on the probe into the word attack?
Well, you know, I was gonna ask you earlier before that first break we went through about the Beulah Man's website where Chuck Baldwin, he has a Chuck Baldwin on there.
I love Chuck. And,
he's got apparently it was a sermon he delivered last week, maybe. And, you know, it's really a good piece, well written. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, you shared about your family. Well, I had two sisters went to Baptist preacher school, you know, uh-huh. And they've been, you know, unfortunately Jew worshiping for a long time.
Yeah,
you know,
you're indoctrinated. It's indoctrination. It's what it is.
And they can, in good faith, carry on an intelligent discussion about the truth. Because they got all their emotional capital invested in a lie.
Yeah, I know. It's cognitive dissonance, my friend. Anyway, we've run out of time. Thanks for joining me, Davey, and thank you, folks. I'll see you next Sunday. Tom Lacovara Stewart, Resurrect the Republic.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central,
as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.